America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very, very pleased that you are here with me today, whether you're listening online on the website, talkradio.nyc, or on the Facebook live stream. Please check us out. We've been having a lot of fun, a lot of viewers and listeners on the Facebook live stream. I appreciate all of you. Welcome, Jean Marie. Great to have you with us today. Oh, I'm glad you're with me. We've got a wonderful show today. I got a really fascinating returning guest in studio with me today, and I'll bring him on in just a moment. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham, especially on this nice snowy day in New York City. Let's see what the universe has for us. Do you ever feel nostalgic for the good old days before this life began, when you buzzed with happy talk, walked on happy feet, and loved with happy friends, obsessed with one thing and one thing only? The possibilities, the challenges, and the adventures, the scares, the dares, and the comebacks, the glories, the miracles, and the triumphs that would all be made possible once you became you? Yeah, well, I suppose not. Welcome to the highest heights, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe delivered to our inbox every morning. I think trying to remind us that, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to think, oh, life's so hard and it's so difficult. I can't wait to, like, you know, get through with this life and get back to spirit and, you know, be released from all these things. And we tend to forget that, like, when we were spirit, we couldn't wait to become physical. We were just, like, out there and like, you know, pushing each other aside to, like, oh, there's a baby going to be born. I'm going to get into that one. No, I'm going to get into that one. No, I'm going to get into that one. So, you know, and I've had many friends and guests on the show who've talked about how, who are spirit communicators, mediums, whatever you want to call them, you know, sensitive people, and not all of them, but several of them have said that, you know, there are a lot of people in spirit form out there who are just waiting to come into physical form. And, you know, I know a lot of people say, like, the point of coming into physical form is that it actually helps the universe on an energetic and spiritual level to expand, that the more we experience, the more we grow when we're in physical form, the more we are helping the unfoldment of the universe. So this life is not something to shun. This life is not something to, like, wait to be over. This life is not something to berate and to denigrate. Great and to put in second place. This life, we made a decision to be here. We may not remember that decision. We may be saying to ourselves, what was I thinking when I decided to be born to this family? But believe it or not, we chose them, we picked them. You guys might think I'm crazy out there, but I know so many people who would agree with me, and you guys who agree with me, you're my tribe. So a wonderful quote from the universe, and I think kind of apropos for what we're going to talk about today. And let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. You cannot get sick enough to help sick people get better. You cannot get poor enough to help poor people thrive. It is only in your thriving that you have anything to offer anyone. If you're wanting to be of an advantage to others, be as tapped in, turned on as you can possibly be. Abraham. See, now this is, I think I've had this quote on the show before, but a really, really important quote because, you know, sometimes we think we've got to bring our state down to someone else's state in order to help them, that we need to lower ourselves in order to lift other people up. And what Abraham says over and over and over again is you cannot bring yourself down low enough to help anybody else come up. It is only by raising yourself up. It is only by increasing your vibration. It is only by lifting yourself up, thriving, enjoying life. I mean, getting back to our prior quote, it is only by like living life to the fullest and the funnest and enjoying yourself that you can actually help others to lift up their spirits, to lift up their situation. I mean, let's face it, if you want to help somebody who doesn't have a lot of resources, is it going to be easier or harder if you don't have a lot of resources? Right? It's going to be more difficult. But if you have more resources, is it going to be easier or harder to help someone with limited resources? It's going to be easier. So there's nothing noble about, bringing yourself down. Now, I mean, again, we had a monk on, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and he has taken a vow and a life of poverty, and that was a very specific choice for very specific reasons to free himself to purely focus on his meditation practice and nothing else. However, if that is not your choice, if you're living a quote-unquote semi-normal life, there is nothing noble about being poor. There's nothing noble about throwing out resources and wasting resources. It is only by building ourselves up that we can help other people. And especially in today's day and age, the more we understand, the more we know, the more resources we have at our disposal, the larger the community we have around us, the more support we get from others, the more we can support others. And this is something I am seeing myself very tangibly, even here at the radio station. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I feel now more support from people involved in the radio station, the people helping out, the other hosts. There is more of a camaraderie now than ever before, and that just makes me more hopeful and more able to help other people than I have ever been able to before. So that's something to think about as you're going through your daily life. How can you build yourself up? How can you find more support and then be able to build yourself up so then you can support other people more? So, two wonderful quotes on this snowy day in New York City from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoy them. We will have two new quotes again for you next week. And now it is my pleasure to welcome back. And he is my guest. And he's actually among the honored few. There are very few guests that I have had on my show three times. Now, the first time was a long time ago. Second time was just recently when we got reconnected. And this makes his third appearance on the Conscious Consultant Hour. So let me switch over the Facebook Live stream. Whoa, what happened? Come back. No, cancel. Yes, switch. Wrong button. Here we go. And I would like to welcome Stephen Robello. Come on, get up to the microphone.
Rebelito,
excuse me.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Stephen is a human design professional who studied with the source and creator of the knowledge, Ra'uruhu. He studied from 1999 to 2011. He has a show business background, and he worked on Off-Broadway during the early 2000s, but now he has built a full-time human design practice and been working on it for the last 12 years and is one of a handful of practitioners who've participated in several multi-year courses in human design in health, psychology, and cosmology. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm still studying, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you're like me. You're a student of life. So people like you and me, we're always going to be studying, right?
It's, life is, you know, it never stops until you're dead, right?
Exactly. Any day above ground is a good day, and as long as you're still breathing, you can still do something, learn something, grow, change, evolve.
Well, you know, it's we're all in the show. If you have self-reflected consciousness, you've made it to the show.
Yeah. So let me just... I don't want to really go into your background because you've been on the show before. Right. If people want to catch your prior show, it will be up on my SoundCloud account in the next couple of weeks. But let's
they can go to geneticyoga.com and check me out.
Geneticyoga.com. Thank you. But let's just, for anybody who might be tuning in who's not quite that familiar with the study of human design,
right.
How would you describe human design for those people who are not?
Well, in spirit of those quotes, is we are just passengers in vehicles, and we are not made of one thing. We are made of two things. Life is a duality. Mm-hmm. You're made of a personality, and you're made of a form. Mm-hmm. And they actually don't ever meet. They never touch.
Really?
In a sense, we've all been here since the beginning, and we'll all be here till the end. It is, you know, not that long ago that we actually had a planet to stand on, and to be in these current upgraded forms of mutation and reincarnation, that we have the capacity for self-reflected conversations.
Right.
We know we're mortal.
Right.
And we understand that there's larger forces at work, and we're all very much trying to
And there have been a number of systems in the past that humans have developed to understand ourselves better, to see things. I mean, it started with people looking up at the stars.
I mean, the bottom line here is that this is a cosmic update. We haven't had one in a while. And this
cosmic update to what?
To the answers that we all ask. Why are we here? What is it? Why?
Right. You know? Right.
Well, the why is because it could. And that's kind of the simple answer. But how it works is now there's a mapping system.
Okay.
There's an owner's manual. You can check it out, and it's presented as it's a science. So it goes all the way deep, but what you need to know is really simple. I mean, it's like in 2 minutes, I can describe to anybody how they're designed, in a sense, to be correct or to have life meet less resistance for them.
Okay.
In terms of decision making, this is all about how you make a decision. If you knew how to make a perfect decision every time, you'd have a perfect life.
I see. So it's sort of the study of, shall we say, the human condition of how we're designed to operate.
Life is chemical and it's mechanical, and what's offered here is very simple and direct. It's about how you're designed to be asked how to make a decision. You know, nobody's designed to be told what to do. We're all designed to be either asked or invited or informed or allowed to write our process out. But there's a way of how we're designed to interact. See, when you look at the chart, most of it is white. And those white parts are where you're filtering other people. So we're all incomplete. And you're looking at a circuitry that's desperate to connect to the other person. Now, since we don't really know how it works, we're not connecting in good ways. Once you see how you're designed to work, and then you see how I'm designed to work, and then we see how we're meeting each other, we can start to see where I end and you begin. I remain in my integrity. You remain in your integrity. And then we see how we're designed to cooperate. And I'll have my perspective, you have your perspective, and I'm here to respect yours, and you're here to respect mine, and we're just here to move forward in that direction. We're a formula. There's no plan. You know what I mean? There's just a way you're designed to interact, there's a way I'm designed to interact, and every interaction is different.
Gotcha.
So this is just a way for you to, like, okay, how do I say yes or no?
Okay. All right, great. So... we have kind of a special show today, a little bit different, because I don't usually touch upon politics too much, though you guys kind of know where I stand on a lot of things. But today we're going to do a special show, and Stephen is actually going to take us through the human design of Donald Trump. Yes, we're going to understand our new president, why he is the way he is. This is not about judgment. This is about understanding
his chemistry
and what is the proper way for us as individuals to meet him.
And why he was able to do what he did.
All right, great. So, Fred, I see you're watching also on the Facebook live stream. Welcome. I'm glad you're with us. If anyone on the Facebook live stream, if you want to ask a question, just type it into the comments section, and we will definitely ask it. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to really dive into this in detail. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Stephen Robledo, right?
Pretty good.
All right. About human design and specifically the human design of Donald Trump. And if anybody wants to catch the Facebook live stream, you can catch it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/talkingalternative. You should see me checked in there with the Facebook live stream video. If you don't see the video, then just look for me, Sam Leibowitz, and it'll be on my personal timeline. Okay, so give us the basics, Stephen, of Trump's design. How is he designed?
Before we do that, I just want to say that we're in a very...
We're
at a very interesting point in our process evolutionarily.
And we're about to
come to a major shift. And he's a real shift, in a sense, agent.
Okay.
And he actually has a line called transition. It's built into him. So we're at a critical place. And we're seeing it through autism. We're seeing it through cancer. We're seeing it through global warming. We're seeing it through sex, religion, real estate, money. Everything is coming to a shifting point. It's not ending, but there's a major shift. And actually, your chart, Sleeping Phoenix, you're the representative of that shift. That's what your chart represents. And here you are talking. So anyway, back to the Donald.
Just a quick thing of when is that shift going to happen?
Countdown to mutation, February 15th, 2027, 10 years.
2027, wow.
Yeah, right? Really pretty interesting.
I mean, is it going to be, and just quickly, is it going to be like an abrupt shift, or is it going to be like a gradual leading after it?
We're in a Pluto interregnum. That's a 267-year cycle. As Uranian beings, which is what human design says, we live at an 84-year cycle. So we don't really see it in our lifetime, but you're seeing it. All you have to do is look at the newspaper, see what's going on the planet. There's major shifts happening. Now, everybody says, it's been going on for a long time, but we're just coming to the shifting moment.
Okay.
And the door never slams shut. It closes slowly. So we're not going to, you're living in it. This is what it looks like.
So maybe 10 years away, but it's still going to be happening for 50 years, probably.
And the closer we get to the shift, the tighter everybody's holding on. That's why, everybody's going into their tribal nationalistic modes. They're breaking away because they can't stop it.
Right.
So everybody's repelling against it. That's why religion has gone crazy. In a sense, religion's lost its power.
Yeah.
People rail against Islam because there's no power to control the elements that are disrupting the religion.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have power anymore to stop these people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now the whole religion gets blamed because the religion is weak and all religions are weakening, so everybody's grabbing on. Anyway.
Gotcha. Okay.
So here we are with our new president.
Right.
And it's interesting because him and Hillary weren't too dissimilar. They're both inherently unsocial.
Unsocial.
Well, not unsocial in terms of repelling being social. They're just, they're introspective beings.
Okay.
They're into their own trip. They're, okay. We say they're in the basement.
Oh, okay.
The way they're social is there. It's more of a trial and error, bumping into process. They bump into they bump into a lot of people
right.
in their introspective, myopic vision.
Right.
So in a sense, they're not connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a reason why Donald had so much more influence than Hillary on many levels. But if Bernie got in, he's a social being. Like there's a projection
yeah.
field on him as being the hero and the savior.
Mm-hmm.
He has the channel of being the priest.
Ah,
the shaman, and so he
no
had this.
I like him so much.
He had this, and he's a projector like Obama. So he was about everybody, the revolution. See, projectors focus on the energy,
right?
And so it's not them. So they focus on everything and trying to organize the energy. Where both Hillary and our president, they're manifesting generators. They're focused on themselves. It's all about them.
Oh, Trump's a manifesting generator?
He's a 1-3 single definition emotional manifesting generator.
Ah.
And in the chart, there's three channels, six gates mm-hmm. of manifestation,
mm.
you know, to make things happen.
Right.
All right. And there's only three out of 36 channels
okay.
or six gates.
Okay.
He has five.
Wow.
So and one of them is in his son personality. So it's really powerful. He's actually got he's actually a monk. He's a monk.
What
and
do you
a
mean
prophet.
By that?
Well, see, for him, he's an emotional being. So
okay.
so to back it up a little bit, if I were to have him to sit down and say, look, patience is your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're here to ride your emotionality out, recognizing that you take things very personally because he has a very intimate emotional system. Very,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he has a very sexual design in a sense. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the whole sexual side of him, he immediately assumes there's intimacy. That's why the quote, I just go up and kiss them, because
uh-huh.
that's literally how his chemistry operates. And so
okay.
he, you know, and you see yourself like, oh, everybody must be like me, so everybody must be intimate. So that's like his misnomer
gotcha.
In that sense. It doesn't work like that. Now he's raised with privilege. He never, you know, chauffeur driven his whole life. So he's not, you know, in tune with what it's like to be a regular person in that sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's in his own world. He's introspective. It's all about weakness and strength.
Okay, yeah.
If you're weak, you're out, you're fired,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and he only appreciates strength.
Right.
And then the other side of him is the one, he's a 1-3, so that's the one, the introspective, and that's, you know, that's survival. Survival of the fittest. If you're weak, you don't make it,
yeah.
right? You get weaned okay. out through evolution. So that's basic survival stuff. Either you're weak or you're not, or you're strong. And then the other side about him is about allegiance and resistance. So if you're against him and you're weak, forget about it. He won't even recognize you, and especially the way he's designed with
right.
his definition. So anyway, if I were to have him, I would say, look, what happens is that his openness is in his adrenals and in his immune system response, which is about security and insecurity. Again, survival, your immune system. This
okay.
is animalistic.
Right.
So he has an open immune system. In a sense, you know, he should watch his health because his immune system is literally open, okay?
Oh, okay.
And he's got an open adrenal, so he gets put under pressure. So he gets put under pressure in a survival mode, all right?
Right.
So this is how he reacts in terms of taking in information, and then it gets filtered through his emotional system, through his intimacy. So you attack him, he gets scared or, in a sense, defensive, and he immediately reacts emotionally. Where if he slept on it, as an emotional being, and you and I are both emotional beings, we don't know truth in the now is the premise. We have an opportunity for clarity over time, and the more patient we are with our decisions, the more we get the picture
right.
of what's going on.
I remember the first time we met, the best piece of advice you gave me that I've been trying to follow as much as possible since then, which is I should always sleep on it. I shouldn't make a decision in the moment,
yeah.
but I should wait. So with what you're
and
saying...
that's really true with him, because
with
he also
him.
Has a gate of privacy, which is a gate of retreat, which means he can't assess anything until he slept on it. And so when he's in these, you know, spontaneous sparring and reacting to questions, he's out of his element. But there's so much, you know, there's all this pressure to
right.
be reactive. That's
right.
not him.
Okay, so I just wanted to go back to something you said before about security being so important to him. So it would make sense for him to be the kind of person to say, let's, like, you know, just focus on the United States. Let's not allow people in from these countries that we perceive as being dangerous. That, like, all of that is kind of in alignment with just the way he's designed.
That's true. And he's, you know, obviously, now I mean, you know, human design says, you know, you're a combination of two things, nature and nurture.
Right.
So here's his nature. Now, what was his nurturing? You know, I didn't hear that he was a valedictorian of his class.
No.
Do you know what I mean? He didn't write papers. He didn't do, you know, he skated through because he's surrounded by yes men his whole life. And they just told him what he wanted to hear because because he is who he is. Now,
I just want to give a shout out to Julian. I see he's watching on the Facebook live stream. You know, love you, Julian.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at his definition. So we see his openness. And the openness influences everything, but it will... Who you are will always, in a sense, express it. You know, you're always going to go to your emotional system to deal with what you're filtering.
Okay.
So he's filtering pressure. He's filtering insecurity, his immune system. He's not here to know himself. He's being pulled in directions.
What do you mean he's not here to know himself?
Well, he has an open identity.
Okay.
So it's about... He's here to get where he is through vehicles that will bring him, designed to be where he's supposed to be and who he's supposed to be with. And, you know, he's obviously had a lot of serendipity, which is also part of his design. So he's kind of been in the right place at the right time. The forces have brought him to this place. I mean, look, he went from being who he was to now running the country.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's somebody who wasn't identified. It wasn't a lifelong passion to be this, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, he just happened to come here because the forces brought him here.
I see. Okay? I see.
Now, he has three channels that are all connected to his throat.
Okay.
And two out of these channels are manifesting channels. So out of what I was just saying, two channels of manifestation plus two gates that are one of his prime motivators is also in a manifesting place. And when I looked in the summer and there were 16 in the race, it was obvious his chart was much more powerful than anybody he was running against. And it was funny, too, because he has a gate of details, which is putting a name to things. And he gave everybody a name.
Everybody a nickname.
He gave everybody a name.
So wait, because you said he had those gates in his throat, does that mean like his, the
I'll
way he's designed? Huh?
Let me read one.
Okay.
This is an ego tribal gate of being the ruler and the king.
Now,
when you're the ruler and the king of the tribe, you're here to collect the resources for the point of education and redistribution.
Okay.
To support the tribe. And it's a tribal support. But he is the ruler and the king. It's in his chart. Mm. And this reads is, yours is a life where the material plane has to be fully embraced fully. You are here to make money through the power of your will. It is not natural for you to work for anyone but yourself, since you are uncomfortable with others controlling you in any way. This is the channel of the haves and the have-nots. These people are here to master the material plane. They are here to lead and be in control. The only way they can become materially successful is by doing everything themselves.
Ah, okay.
So here he is in this, I'm the ruler of the tribe, I'm introspectively doing it, and that's why it's all family around him. He wants, you know, I mean, unprecedented level of access that they have.
Right. But you see, it's how you also define tribe, right? So it's like his tribe are the people who are surrounding him, so he's collecting resources and then just giving it to a handful of few people around, the billionaires around him, and then the rest of the country is stuck.
Well, they're not his tribe.
Ah.
He doesn't, and he can't see past his nose.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, 1-3, they're in the basement. He's just, he's very myopic in his vision. He doesn't hear the protesters, but there are ways that we can influence him because he's really sensitive about not being appreciated.
Ah.
Okay? I mean, he wants to be loved, you know?
Really?
And when you ignore him, you're not loving him. That's why the crowd size was such an issue.
Ah.
And he's got an open head, so he thinks about things that don't matter.
Ah.
And he gets and then he's fixed in the opinions because he has the channel of having opinions. So he's fixed in his opinions. He's the ruler, and he's got the channel 3536, the jack of all trades. It's about desire,
okay,
to do what he wants. It's a very sexual channel. It's about experience, collective experience. Like, you know, we confuse sex and love a lot.
Right.
They're very different things.
Yeah.
So that's a sex channel. It's experience. Been there, done that.
Okay.
He's been there, done that. I will do what I want, and I only listen to myself.
Okay, cool. So when we come
back. Not so cool.
When we come back, let's talk a little bit about then how do we as other human beings with our own human design sort of what's the appropriate way for us to respond to him, whether we agree or disagree with him. Like if we disagree with him,
yes.
What's the proper way to respond to him in a way that's actually going to have some impact? Okay?
Oh, there's a revolution ahead.
Oh, wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Stephen Robledo, and we're talking all about Donald Trump's human design, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com. Legalize the earth to continue to
resist the passage of this necessary legislation. Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, talking all about Donald Trump's human design. So, Stephen, we talked last segment. You gave us a lot of juicy details about just kind of the way Trump is designed, why it was obvious that compared to all the other Republican candidates, he would end up coming out in front. And just one quick thing. How to move forward. But before that, like, why did he beat out Hillary? I mean, I understand him being
the
king.
They were similar, but she's a manifesting generator, but not. She doesn't have a defined will, which he does. Very willful. She doesn't have a defined emotional system, which is an authority over her. She actually avoided confrontation. That's why she didn't make it. She didn't take things head on in a way. And because she doesn't know how to connect in a sense on a social, like she has to be, you know, like SNL, they would play up like, I am smiling now. You know what I mean? Because she's not naturally social. So, you know, she's not believable. She, no matter how many times she apologized and said, I didn't do it, it didn't connect.
Right.
Now he's so abrupt. He's just forcing himself on you. Like, I'm the best. And you know, so that's what you're buying with his introspective.
Gotcha.
But her introspective didn't work because she's and he's, you know, running over her like a freight train.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're having an empty podium for 45 minutes before he comes on and Bernie's giving a speech, but they'd rather keep the podium open because of his power to attract in that sense.
Gotcha.
And he's got all these attractive qualities of leadership, right, of being able to attract the See, I mean, he's the right guy, but here's the premise. Everything is upside down and backwards. We were all raised to live out of our minds and make decisions based out of conditioning and being homogenized. So nobody's actually really themselves. Now, if he were properly educated and, you know, raised in a way that nurtured him in his true nature, I mean, you know, he needed to be hugged more, you know? So he has all the right material. He just didn't have the education behind it to deliver. He doesn't understand how things work. I mean, I watched him with the sheriffs and they're saying, well, you know, we want to do search and seizure and they won't just let us keep their stuff. He goes, really? That's ridiculous. Well, you know, just start keeping their stuff when you arrest them. Well, they said we need to wait till they're convicted before we can take their stuff. It's like, oh, that's ridiculous. Who said that? I'm telling you, just take it. I'm like, whoa, search. Just like that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's like, but he's so surface.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to deal with the details. And then he says, well, you know, if I can't do that, so-and-so will tell me I can't do that. But, you know, he doesn't care. He's in his own world. He sits on gold toilet seats. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got an open identity. So for him, it's like he identifies with his surroundings.
Right.
You know, his gold toilet seat is him because he doesn't know who he is. He goes, look, I got a gold toilet seat, so look at me.
That's how he finds his identity. So now he has the amazing ability to trigger so many people simultaneously, to really like do things that just make people angry, upset, fearful. What is the proper way to respond to him where if people are trying to go sort of against his agenda and want to do things to, you know, get around him or to, you know, sort of change the way things are happening. What's the proper way for people to deal with him and with this kind of a design?
Well, as I like to say, the next revolution is internal. You have to have your own internal revolution of being correct within yourself and making correct decisions for yourself and meeting less resistance in life and then going along with other people that are doing the same thing. You can't. See, here's the problem. We try to attack everything from the top down. It doesn't work. You can't bash him over the head. It's not going to work. You can ignore him. That's probably the best thing. Don't say his name.
Oh, don't say his name.
You know, I really didn't like Love Trump's hate.
Yeah.
I thought, why are you giving him press? He all he sees is his name. He doesn't see that as something bad. It's like, look, they love me. Love Trump. That's all he sees. Love Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just like, why are you doing this? And first of all, there's a thing called environments.
Right.
In the chart where you meet the least amount of resistance. It's not about you. It's about how you connect to the external world.
Right.
He meets the least amount of resistance called markets.
So
where does he shine? Where he's in the rallies and he's got thousands of people. That's where he meets the least amount of resistance.
Right.
Okay. Now we also have a motivation.
Right.
All right. His motivation is supposed to be hope. Okay, he's supposed to be hopeful of a bright future. But since everything is upside down and backwards and nobody's operating through their proper authority and, you know, for him being impatient is a prime example of him not being in his proper authority, we transfer our motivation. It comes out in the opposite way when you don't operate correctly. So your motivation goes in a, you know, it's like nobody's born to be a serial killer or a suicide bomber. That's a transferred motivation that happened during development. So for him, the transference goes to guilt.
What do you mean by going to
guilt?
He
guilts everybody. He's just like, Nordstrom, how can you drop my daughter? You know, you're being, you know, it's like, really? And he just wants to guilt everybody. So he gives them a name and then he guilts them. And I'm the ruler, so you got to bow down to me and I'm going to do what I want. And I can't listen to anybody, but he's open-minded. So, you know, this is where all those influences, he's easily influenced. And so you got to be, you know, Bannon and the crew there, you know, and why he got elected. Well, you know, Roger Stone, I saw an interview. He said, look, they just knew his name.
Right.
They just knew who he was. They don't remember what he did.
Right.
I mean, I grew up in New York. I saw him on Page Six, you know, all the time with all his scandals and all the crap from the 70s, 80s and or 80s on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I knew who he was in that degree. I mean, you know, we all as New Yorkers, we all have a feel for this guy way before this.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, and I mean, we tolerated him. But, you know, now it's like, OK, well. Okay, see, wow. You know?
Yeah.
We knew we didn't, you know, you were on the edge. And you know, look, and he's so isolated. Do you know what I mean? He's in his own world. He can't, you know, it's so hard to get to him. And, you know, and his way of being brought into the world through his upbringing. I mean, he was raised at the foot of Roy Cohen, you know.
Yeah.
Look that guy up. He defended McCarthy in the 50s. So, I mean, you know, this is the material we came from. And it's just a power play. It's just like, you know, these billionaires, they're psychos, man. They're so insecure. They're just like, you know.
So how can we live more in our own authority? So as not to be so reactive.
See, we're in this movement. We're coming to a shift. Actually, you know, the whole thing is kind of breaking down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's about if you want to survive into the future as yourself, step into your authority. Become your own authority in your own life. Make your decisions for yourself. Never fear the authority of others. Don't let Donald Trump be your authority.
Right.
You know, I go to him. If he says, oh, you should do that, I'm like, I don't know. And I'm a sacral being, so my sacral responds. I'm like, oh, you know, and my feelings, I'm not in the mood for that. Right. I'm an emotional being. It just doesn't feel right. I just, you know, it almost makes me dizzy in my authority because my mind isn't really here to guide me in terms of what's correct for me. And so when my feelings really kick in, it does kind of destabilize my mind, and I do get a little lightheaded in a way because I can feel like this resistance, but it doesn't, you know, see, when you're in your authority, it's not up to the mind to understand why you made that decision. It's just there to carry out the orders. See, the mind is designed as a relay station. It's not designed to be in charge. But see, what happens is the information from the body goes into the head processes it, and then the head says, oh, I thought of that. And it gets lost in this mental, you know, non-energy place, a mind that dwells and projects. It doesn't live in the now.
Right. So let me ask you a question then. Like, you know, there you see there's a lot of rallies and a lot of protests against some of the things that he's doing. You know, I mean, let's face it. He is.
Keep it up. Look, you know, all is one. And we're moving towards the one in a sense. And as you move towards the one, the gray areas disappear. It actually will be us against them. Either you want to hold on to the past or you want to or mutate into the future. Pick a side.
Okay.
And as we're getting closer, you know, everybody screwed everybody now. The whole gender, you know, we're all connected through this thing that I'm looking at. You know, the whole world can see me, you know, screw you. You know, I mean, you know, this is a movement. Great God, Google. I mean, you know, don't underestimate our ability to interact on this level. And it's so new to us. You know what I mean? Even just the recorded image is new. Do you know what I mean? That we can, you know, have our mind processes images over and over and over again. You know what I mean? And it's a part of an evolutionary movement. You know, and don't be too attached. You know, it's a rental you're in. The important part of you is eternal.
Right.
You know, you'll always be here. And you just happen to be in this vehicle now, you know, but, you know, treat it nice. It's designed to live a nice 84-year existence. You know, tap into your authority. Meet less resistance. You know, you want to be healthy. Learn how to meet less resistance in life by honoring yourself. Love yourself. Respect yourself. Now, it's a process. You know, you got to meet it. You got to process it. You know, that's why I call it genetic yoga, because it's a practice. It's you, you know. You can't, it's not designed to be like, oh, I thought, you know. It's not
right, but there's a lot of things that are happening.
So I can read some of his lines, which are amazing.
Okay. By the way, Jean Marie, thank you she gave you a nice wink, and she's been giving us lots of thumbs up during the show.
Okay, so let's read his mainspring. It's called The Gate of Caution. Stand still. The quality of restraint and the importance of mediation. And inaction in confronting temptation. And he's got the line, his mainspring, his sun personality position, which is in a gate. It's not part of a channel. It's called the monk. And it says, withdrawal, and this is a learning curve in the chart, for the line, withdrawal that can only be maintained with communal support. All right, that's Twitter. That's him in Twitter. He's got the communal support, and he can remain isolated.
I hope somebody out there is tweeting the fact that we're talking about Trump's human design. So we want him to, like, tune into the show today.
And,
so he gets
and he's
some
also in the same channel or gate. He's got the line of the prophet, the ability to foresee and plan for the end of standstill, the rousing of the stagnant for communal preparation, the ability to foresee and express the need for social interaction and an end to caution. All right. Wow. And then he's got the line also of the teacher. And this is the gate of ideas. In a harmonic condition in the individual or society that permits assessment before renewed action. And he's got the line of attunement. The serendipity of being in the right place at the right time. The nourishment derived from being with those who share the same goals and aspirations. The gift of finding those who will value your ideas. And then he's also got the line of the teacher, the ability to express the essential nature of peace, the sage, that in the extreme can teach harmony to the tone deaf. Venus is also exalted, the ability to reach out and attract the alienated, concepts which are clear and transferable, ideas which can attract and inform the uneducated.
Right, but you just said he can teach peace, but he's not about peace, he's about war. I mean, he's very much a bully, and he's very much about, you know...
Yeah, this is an idea gate.
What do you mean an idea gate?
Well, this is part of a stimulation of story. This is an abstract mental process.
Okay.
So, you know, the goal, in a sense, is the piece. But again, you know, here he has this line, and it's transferable that he can reach the uneducated. And again, you know, he's been transferred. Right. You know what I mean? He's here to be hopeful, and he acts guilty. Do you know what I mean? He's here to be patient, and he's not.
Right. So you know, he's really
he
not
initiates.
Living
his... See, he's living out of his ego. He's living out of like,
absolutely.
Look, you know, it's his country. You just live in it. I mean, that's the way he sees things.
Absolutely. And you can see that in everything. Okay. Believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break. I know we could like go on for hours, but we only have so much time. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Weakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Stephen, Jean Marie asks, what's the book that you're reading from for people on our live stream? It is The Complete Rave I Ching. And where does
Human
somebody
Design
come?
America, you can order it.
Right. It's
dot com. If you want to say there's a Bible, this is the Bible. This book was actually when Ra had his experience. This was dictation from the forces.
Okay.
Told him exactly how to write this.
So now,
and it covers the gates and the lines.
Right. And so you can really study a lot from it. If you have his Human Design Report, which Stephen happens to have it, and when we post this show on the talkradio.nyc, when we post the recording, I'm going to upload the Human Design Report so that you can actually like look at it while listening to the show, and you'll see what he's referring to. So what else is important to know about Trump's design?
Life is chemical. And, you know, one of my favorite lines in The Godfather, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yeah. So the more you understand him, the more you'll know how to connect to him or what to do. But, you know, first we have to assess the situation thoroughly. Right. And now that we got him, we have him for a while. Let's see his, you know, his inner workings.
But based on his design, do you think he's going to live out his presidency? Like, do you think he's going to make it, or is he going to get impeached in the middle of it?
He hasn't done anything to not get himself impeached. So we'll see how that goes. So here's an interesting. He's got this gate 18. That gate 18 is out of the spleen. It's about judgment and correction. It's about health and vitality. It's called the gate of correction. Work on what has been spoiled. And it's interesting. He's got these two lines. One is the zealot. The energetic obsession to clean house. The dissolution of old forms at an acceptable price. An obsession with correction and its critical potential. Or a rigid judgmentation that creates as many problems as it solves. An obsession with correction that does not bring satisfaction. Now, he's a generator. Right. He's here to be satisfied. Mm. And as a manifesting generator, if you're not being satisfied correctly through your energy coming out, then you're angry and frustrated.
Right.
So he's a mood. He can be moody. He's angry. Let me just read one more line, though, in the same gate, in this correction, gate line 4. The incompetent. Difficulties as a result of inadequacies that cannot be resolved because of inadequacies. Given this negative position, survival through suffering, the ability to correct and its potential for suffering, or indecision and anxiety and no escape from misfortune, the demands of correction and its potential to generate anxiety. So this is where he's open. This is like how he reacts in terms of, you know, being a reactive person.
Mm-hmm.
So here he's, you know, he's a zealot, he's incompetent, he's all, and he's...
Right, but based on what you said before about sort of cleaning house, so that's his, like, when he was campaigning about draining the swamp, but everyone says, yeah, he drained the swamp, but now he's filling it with alligators.
Yeah, right.
So that, is that his incompetency, or is that his, like cleaning a house but not doing it, you know, appropriately?
I mean, you know, we know who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, anybody that's surprised, I'm surprised that you're surprised. I mean, really, you're surprised? I mean, right. When's he going to pivot? The guy's never going to pivot. He's not built to pivot. He's in control. I'm the only one that knows how to fix everything.
Right.
I mean, he's not just saying a line to sell. He believes that.
Okay, and so he's not going to change his mind of what he thinks is right. And so what we've seen him do so far is he's been trying to legislate through executive order. And, you know, I know, like, one of the big political criticisms of him is that the proper way to legislate is by getting people to present bills and signing bills into law. And instead of doing that, he's trying to legislate through executive order.
He doesn't even know what he's signing. Half the time, that's how Bannon got in on the security councils. They think they just slipped it in. He signed it just like another one, and now he's, you know, unprecedented access. No, and here he is. He has this gate of privacy and retreat. This is a gate of keeping secrets, actually, or releasing secrets. And he's got the gate of the line of spirit, the attitude that turns retreat into victory. The responsible and principled retreat based on preservation, but with the determination to persevere. Privacy is a path to success, or a lack of responsibility in retreat, the bridge burner, a drive for privacy that will cut off its relationships, often abruptly.
We got a comment from Julian. He says his heart and how to get to it is his daughter Ivanka.
In what sense? You mean Nordstrom?
Well, I think maybe it means like that's the one thing that he actually cares about besides himself in the world is his daughter.
Yeah,
because it's obviously not his wife.
Well, he only cares about himself, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, this is. I mean, he is myopic in his vision. It's his world. You just live in it,
right? And he needs to be in the spotlight.
And yes,
all the
time. Loves his daughter, but I mean, it's also a very complex relationship in terms of whatever that love is.
Right.
Look, he has the channel of intimacy. If you're around him, to him, every relationship is intimate. So those that are closest to him, you know, his family especially, that's the only thing he really, in a sense, loves.
Yeah, Julian says it softens him. This softens him.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, you know, how you're going to do that in terms of, you know, getting to Ivanka. I don't know hopefully, you know, you would hope that the two young people there, the young couple with the three babies, you know, would try to talk some reasonableness into him. And they see, you know, it's been said that, you know, she's asked him to ease up on the LGBT community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, OK. Yeah. Supposedly. Julian just said he does, yet she's an advisor to him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing is that he'll actually listen to her.
What I would also advise him on a nutritional level, because we look into nutrients here, is that Donald runs hot.
Okay. Yeah.
And when you
is that why he's orange?
Potentially. And when you put hot food into a hot vehicle, you tend to burn through your nutrients.
Ah.
So I think to help him with his moodiness and his emotional ups and downs is to even him out would be to stick to colder food.
Oh, okay.
Food below body temperature.
Oh, okay.
And
so lots of salads.
Salads would be good. Yeah, fruit salads, things that are naturally, you know, sandwiches, whatever, you know, things that are naturally stay away from the hot chili.
So again, like, how do we meet this force that is Donald Trump as we're going through our lives? Because there's a lot of people very upset about all these things, his agenda that he's pushing forward, and people want to combat it. So what's the best way for us as individuals to meet him that empowers ourselves and doesn't disempower us by reacting to the fear that he generates?
Well, you know, it depends how solid his bubble is. You know, how can does he actually even see us when we're doing it? You know, so if we can figure out, look, he is concerned with popularity.
Yes.
He wants to be popular. I mean, that's why he's, you know, wants to get the 3 million dead people to, you know, show up and vote for him next time somehow. I don't know. You know, I mean, he won't let go of these things. So there's your signs. You know, he's focused on crowd size. He's focused on being loved. He wants to be. But you know what? You don't have money. So I don't think he really cares. You know what I mean? He has all the money, and all his buddies have all the money. So what?
You're not
in
his tribe. So unless you're a billionaire, you know what you say doesn't really make that much of a difference to him.
I don't. You know, I don't think he's. Does he even carry money? You know what I mean? I mean, he's none of them. You know, and most of them don't. But I mean, this is a whole nother world. Look, this is what happens to us. This is about distribution of energy on the planet. Okay. All right. Well, when the mind took over and started being greedy with the energy instead of waiting to respond, which is what 68% of us are here to do, respond to life itself, raise children through response. That's the nature of life. We decided through the ego that we needed to take and accumulate. So we've, you know, greed took over. My tribe is better than your tribe. We're tribal beings. So it became like, you know, hey, you know, I don't care if you kill their tribe, just don't touch us. You know, and so here we are in the world. That's how religions, you know, have formed, is through tribes. Right. And so here we are now. It's like, you know, they have all the money. They have all the energy now.
Right.
And then the rest of us don't have any energy. And that's a mental condition of where we've come. And so now we're hitting this tipping point because evolution is stepping in. Mm-hmm. You only need two things for evolution to occur: heat and numbers. Planet's warming up. Population's growing. Circumstances are ripe for something new to come in. And guess what? If you think you're the end of the food chain, just wait. Something's coming. And the first one comes in 2027. Now, again, evolution, you know, you're not going to see it because it's going to be your world until you die. All right. But they're coming. And autism and infertility and all of these signs on a genetic level. And this is genetic mapping. You know, this shows you a lot about how things work. This is what's coming, folks.
Right.
And we don't understand it, because if autism represents the future, what the hell kind of future is that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's something really different.
Science fiction, baby. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. So
science fact.
Unfortunately, Stephen, we're running out of time. So maybe maybe we'll do like you'll come back at like when he's halfway through his term, and we'll see like what he's done so far and where things are going. Okay.
Yeah, if we're still here, let's do it.
We're still here, absolutely.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jean Marie, sorry, I know.
Thank you, Rob.
She just posted some questions. I wish you had posted them earlier.
What is it?
She wanted to know your thoughts on Putin and Trump, the Women's March and Trump, social aspects, Trump and Bannon. But you know what?
You heard it. Just listen to this again.
Okay. If people want to get in touch with you, find out more.
GeneticYoga.com. I'm also at the Alchemist Kitchen tomorrow. I'm doing readings from 5 to 8 down on 1st Street between 2nd and Bowery. Alchemist Kitchen, 5
Alchemist
to 8.
Alchemist Kitchen. Wonderful place.
Come
wonderful
meet me
place.
There. Get a reading.
Thanks so much, Stephen. Thanks so much.
See you in the future.
All right. See you in the future. And for everybody, thank you for tuning in again for another issue of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I just want to remind all of our listeners and our Facebook viewers that the Conscious Business Collective, we're meeting on the fourth Thursday of the month, which this month is the 26th. I think 26th. What's the last Thursday of the month, guys?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, come on. Nobody around me with a calendar. Anyway, look it up. We're on meetup.com.
What are we looking for?
Thursday. The fourth Thursday.
Thursday. The last Thursday is 23.
23. Thank you. Look us up on meetup.com/conscious-biz-collective, or just go to Meetup and just do a search on Meetup for Conscious Business Collective. Come to the meeting. We'd love to have you. Thank you all for listening. We've got new shows tomorrow. We'll be back next week, and we will talk to you then.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.